Scripture comes from Galatians. It is chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, and I love this scripture. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. You know, there are many inspirational people on social media, and one in particular is Jackie Hill Perry. And she was talking about the issues of gender identity and sexual immorality, and such a prevalent topic today. But an interesting comment she made was when she said that being heterosexual is not a fruit of the Spirit, but self-control is. And I expanded that thought to include sobriety. Sobriety is not a fruit of the Spirit, but self-control is. Abstinence from pornography or drugs or extramarital affairs is not a fruit of the Spirit, but self-control is. And when you know Jesus and follow Him, you can be set free from all those things, so many things that hold you captive. The scripture says it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened with a yoke of slavery. I know what Jesus brought to my life in regards to freedom from alcohol. What I could not do by myself, He came into my life and set me free. He promises to help those, anyone who love Him and live to serve Him. Paul tells us that if we walk with the Spirit of God, we will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Scripture says those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. God has called each one of us to pick up your cross and follow Him. And this means to die to self. I will die to self. I will die to this alcohol. I will die to drugs. I will die to temptations. I will die to trying to get everybody to like me. I will die to try to conform to this world. You may have temptations for the rest of your life, but Jesus came not only to set you free from that, but He will give you power to break free from any burdens you're carrying. You can indeed do all things through Christ who will strengthen you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.